Welcome to Shom Achshov and the Daf. Your sponsor, Louis Nishpas, Ham Yaakov Shom, Le'ab Asitzchok. We're only here with the Zohar Daf Chavov. We have two nikudas that come out in this Daf that are not knowing today, at least according to some poiskim. The first nikuda is the Gemara speaks about Leida on Shabbos that a Jewish midwife can give birth to a non-Jewish woman, even on Shabbos, because of Eva. So Tosis brings over here that how can you come be over Issur on Shabbos because of Eva? Says Tosis, it's only because it's Issur Derabbanan only, it's not Issur Deraisa. When you're giving birth, he comes to explain the actual giving birth is the actual delivery is only Derabbanan, not Deraisa. Masha from here, the Issur Deraisa one cannot do. So doctors or midwives cannot be over Issur Deraisa on Shabbos to come and do healing for a guy. And Mishabura and Simon Kuf Lamed and Seif Kotam Ches, he speaks about it. And he says, today, the doctors of today, even the Yosek Sheim, ain't Yizor Bezeklal. They're not careful. The Maisei Michol Shabbos, that they travel on Shabbos, and they prepare the medicines on Shabbos, they ain't Lim Al Mashi Yismoichu. Because they cannot do Yisur Deraisa. And he says, they're called Mechalel Shabbos B'meizit Hashem Yishmirenu. But many send us to the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer in two tshuvas, one in Yeridah, in the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, and Choshemishpo in Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalet, he says that even Issur Deraisa, a doctor can do for a goy. In what cases? So in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, there in Yeridah, he brings that if there is Chashash Sakana, that if the doctor won't do the healing process, Chas V'Shalom, they're going to come and there will be an animosity towards the Jews, and there will be a Sakana for Jews, then the doctor could do it. And Choshevishman, he adds that today that we're living among the goyim. And if we're not going to heal them, they're going to come and say that the blood of a goy is very lenient in the eyes of the Jew. So therefore, you could be more lenient and allow a Jewish doctor, to go and do work for a goy. And the Shvi'a Shabbos Kilchoso, Perek Mem He'orim Mzayin, he brings in here Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that today, not only the fact that we're living among goyim many times, but every time that anything happens in the world, the whole world knows about it. You can't hide the maise. So if you're not going to take care of a goy, it's going to be sakana for all the Jews in the world. It could cause sakana. So then, of course, we have what to rely on to do even melacha d'oraisa to save a goy, because it's a sakana for the Jews. And we add another chuni bring that goyish doctors are not going to save Jewish patients. So therefore, today we rely on this psak, and that's why Jewish doctors do Chilul Shabbos Deraisa sometimes to save a life of a goy. So that's one thing that we change from the time of the Gemara to today. The second thing is what we have on the top of our base. So the Gemara tells us that the Mumorim, Moiridim Veloy Ma'alim. And the Gemara says a discussion about that, but there is at least the original gist of the Braisa says that a Mumor, even a Mumor Leteovoy, means someone who is just He's doing a various because he has Yitzhara. You put him into a pit and you don't take him out. So Chazon Ish and Yeridah Siman Beis Oyted Zayin says 2 points on that. First of all, he says, a mumer in this case, everybody agrees, he needs to be a mumer who does it several times, not only one time. But then he has something fascinating. He says like this, all this that we say Muridim V'loy Ma'alim by a mumer is only Bizman Shehashgachoso Yizborach Guluyo, when you see clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. When there's miracles, when people are using baskoil, and there's ashgocha pratis, everybody can see. So someone is a koifer, someone is a mumer, he's really rebelling against something clear in the eyes of everybody. And then you need to get rid of the rishoyim. You need to come and show everybody. Don't try to go follow their path. A rasha, a mumer, moridim v'loy ma'alim, stick to the flock, stick to where Am Yisrael is, we have ashgocha pratis. But he says today that we don't have emunah so clearly. And we don't see Ashgocha Pratis so clearly. So now, if we're going to go and mistreat the Mumorim, not only it's not going to be a get there for Am Yisrael, for people to learn a lesson, but it's going to be the exact opposite. Everybody's going to say, look at these frum people, how they treat other people. And it adds to Chazon Ish, the whole purpose that we say, the Mumorim, we read the Eloi Ma'alim, the purpose is litaken, to fix, to correct, to improve the world, to improve the people of Am Yisrael. You know how we improve our misakin today? Is only be'avoysos ahava, only with love. And through love, we're going to show them the path, show them the Karen Oiro, how much we, as much as possible. So today we don't have the dinim, we're eating v'lemad in the Kule Alme by a mummer. And this unfortunately is very nergia today. Anytime you have someone who's off the derech, how do you treat such a person? When we learn our Gemara, we say, at least if not literally, we have to treat him in such a bad way. Says the Chazon Ish, the whole purpose of this is to come and show people the right path. In those generations, near the time of the Gemara, that was the way to show it. Today, the way to show it is through love, through hugging, through bringing someone closer. That's how you bring people back. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shava, email us to Hotzako, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.